Hi, everybody. Welcome to our program. This is English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
It's our News Watch program today. We've got a couple of stories to talk about today. One has to do with childhood obesity, being too fat if you're a kid. And the other one we're going to talk about, Hugh Lee, who is a famous television producer who passed away a couple of months ago. Hugh Lee is his English name. His Chinese name, I believe, is Li Guoxiu. I think I got that right.
Yeah, it's really sad for some of our friends here in Taiwan. They grew up with this guy and remember him from television programs. He's funny. He's a comedian. So it's always sad when we lose people that we've grown up with. First, though, we are going to talk about how the organization called WHO, or the World Health Organization, is trying to fight kids who are becoming way too fat.
It's not good for those kids to be getting so pudgy. Yeah. So we'll think about ways that we can reduce childhood obesity or to find out exactly what the World Health Organization is doing about that problem. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read through today's articles one time.
WHO fights childhood obesity. Eating unhealthy foods leads not only to weight gain, but also to a long list of health problems later in life. Worryingly, data from the World Health Organization, WHO, estimates that 1 in 3 children between the ages of 6 and 9 is overweight or obese. One of the factors being blamed for this is the food marketing industry. WHO says that advertising aimed at selling unhealthy foods, such as soft drinks and fast food, is disastrously effective. Children are attracted to such foods, but they don't always realize the dangers associated with them. To have direct contact with children, marketers are also becoming adept at using modern media channels, such as social media and smartphone apps, which are harder to regulate than traditional advertising. WHO is pushing for stronger measures to control and limit this kind of advertising. Some European countries, such as France, have taken a more detailed regulatory or legislative approach. WHO would like to see these measures universally adopted in order to safeguard the health and future of our children.
Taiwan mourns Hugh Lee. Taiwanese theater fans went into mourning in July upon hearing of the sad passing of actor and director Hugh Lee. Lee, who founded the Ping Fong Acting Troupe, was only 58 years old. He had been suffering from cancer for 3 years. Lee made his name as a comedic actor on TV shows in the 1980s. He also featured in live productions around Taipei, and is particularly remembered for a two-man show called The Night We Became Crosstalk Comedians. In 1986, he set up his own theater group and served as a leading writer, director, and actor. For 25 years, Lee and his troupe put on many successful performances. However, he had to step back from the troupe in 2011, a year after being diagnosed with colon cancer. Many people have spoken in praise of his legacy and contribution to Taiwan's performing arts. Lee's motto, "If you can do one thing perfectly, your life is accomplished," is likely to keep inspiring people for many generations to come.
We're going to talk first about the World Health Organization. It's trying to fight this problem of childhood obesity. Obesity is a noun that just means you're very fat in a way that's actually unhealthy, that might lead to serious health problems or even death someday.
Sure.
So you want to be very careful if you see this word obesity, or the adjective form is obese.
Which is not good. I think I was at the hospital a couple of years ago, and according to my weight, I was technically obese. I didn't like to see that. I just think I'm a little bit overweight, but not obese. I've lost weight since then, so I should be okay. Maybe now I'm just overweight.
Mm.
So overweight means you're too heavy, and if you're way too heavy, a real big fat body, then you are obese.
Now, if you're eating unhealthy foods, it can lead not only to weight gain, this is one problem, but also to a long list of health problems later in life. When you're young, you think, oh, it's no big deal. I'm going to live forever. But that's really not true. What you're doing is you're harming your body for later in life when things start to break down and you get older. Well, worryingly, data that they've collected, that the World Health Organization has actually collected, estimates that 1 in 3 children, that's 1/3 of the kids between the ages of 6 and 9, is overweight or, even worse, obese. If you estimate something, it means you give someone a general idea about the value of something or the size or even the cost of something. You don't have the exact number, but you're pretty close because you've done some research. Notice here that it's pronounced estimate. That's the verb form. If you use the noun form, it's estimate. It's a completely different pronunciation, so be careful. Estimate with a long A sound for the verb, and estimate with sort of a short I sound, estimate, for the noun.
A similar word is graduate. My wife makes this mistake all the time. Graduate is the verb. Mm-hmm. Graduate is the noun. I'm a graduate of Harvard University, for example. Uh-huh. Actually, I'm not, but in any case here, we've covered that here. Estimate, noun and verb there. And, well, this sentence began with the word worryingly. I just wanted to try to point that out because it's kind of hard to pronounce. Worryingly. Worryingly. That's like 4 syllables. Pretty hard to pronounce there. Worry, of course, is when you're anxious about something. So this is something to worry about. The WHO has estimated that 1 in 3 children worldwide between 6 and 9 is overweight or obese. Oh no, that sounds pretty terrible. Now, one of the factors being blamed for this is the food marketing industry. Now, we have a problem here, and the reason we have a problem is because of several factors. Those are things that lead to a certain situation or cause it. So one of the factors that people are blaming this on is the food marketing industry. First of all, let's talk about the word blame. If you blame something or someone, that means you say or indicate who's responsible for something bad. Who's mm-hmm. at fault? Who's the one who did this bad thing?
Well, who are they blaming? One of the people they're blaming is the food marketing industry. If you've ever studied business, you know that marketing is involved in making people out there in the public aware of your product, why they should buy it, what's good about it. It's very close to advertising. Marketing is actually the ideas behind the ads that come out. So first of all, you have a marketing group who get together and decide what kind of product it is, who they're going to target, who might buy that product, and then they focus their message through ads on those people. Well, of course, they've come up with kids. They're going to market some of these foods to kids, like soft drinks and fast foods.
Yes, you don't see a lot of colorful, exciting commercials telling kids to go out and eat carrots or have some spinach or something like that. No, it's always some new packaged food that's real sweet and stuff like
candy,
that.
Candy.
Exactly.
Stuff like that.
So that's what the food marketing industry is doing. And WHO, who, or World Health Organization, says that advertising aimed at selling unhealthy foods such as soft drinks and fast food is disastrously effective. Advertising, of course, is things you see in newspapers and magazines that tell us about products and services. Advertisement is the noun form of what you see. Advertising is the general industry. And here we've got advertising. Advertising, soft drinks, and fast food, like, fizzy drinks and sugary drinks. And these are disastrously effective. Disaster, of course, is something terrible that happens. Like a typhoon, a flood, or an earthquake, those are disasters. Disastrously is the adverb form. It just means they're effective to a degree that they cause disaster for kids. They get so fat.
Yeah, usually if something's effective, it means it's doing its job. It's working right. But here we're saying, unfortunately, the advertising is very effective. Children are often attracted to bad foods. They don't always realize there are dangers associated with eating fast food and drinking too much pop. Those are soft drinks.
Pop. You say pop.
I do say pop.
If you're from, I guess, the north of the U.S., in the central, you say pop. And in Canada, they say pop, too. But I guess if you're from the East Coast, you say soda.
Soda.
And down south, they say Coke for everything.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard. I've never been down there. I don't know. But in any case, you just said pop there.
I do.
Which indicates a fizzy, carbonated drink. Soft drinks is one of them. And yes, it's disastrously effective. Children are attracted to such foods, but they don't always realize the dangers associated with them. Here, associate is a verb. It just means A has something to do with B, or they're related. So, yes, the dangers are associated with these things. In other words, the foods have something dangerous about them.
Now, if you want to have direct contact with children, the marketers came up with some ways that they can actually communicate directly with the kids. Directly means they don't have to go through their parents or use some other way. They can actually speak right to the kids. How are they doing it? Well, they've become very adept at using modern media channels. If you're adept at something, it means you're very good at doing something that's not always easy. Maybe you have a friend who's very adept at learning languages. They just have a talent for it. Well, they've become very good in the marketing industry at using modern media channels like social media. That would be Facebook, Twitter, things like that, and also smartphone apps. Kids love social media these days.
They certainly do. A channel, of course, is a place that something goes through, like TV channels. But here we're talking about different channels like social media and smartphone apps and different applications and websites and things like that. And they're harder to regulate than traditional advertising. If you regulate something, you kind of control it, like some governments regulate their airline industries, for example, or they regulate their postal systems. The government controls those things.
Or you might use the example of the government regulating drugs, prescription drugs. They make very strong laws that control the use of something. Well, they don't have those laws controlling social media yet. I'm sure someday they'll try to take that from us, take away our freedom of using social media. But right now, that's how the marketers are targeting or having direct contact with kids. Now, what's the World Health Organization doing? They're pushing for stronger measures to control and limit this kind of advertising to kids.
Sure, they're pushing for this. That means they want it. They're trying to persuade people. Measures, of course, are things that are used to bring about certain effects or results in society. Measure, that's the noun form here. So some European countries, such as France, have taken a more detailed regulatory or legislative approach. So there's regulations there in regulatory. That's the adjective. Legislative has to do with their legislature, their governing body. So they're basically making laws here. Mm-hmm. This is their approach, their method to dealing with some kind of problem.
Well, the World Health Organization would like to see these measures or the actions that they're taking universally adopted. If you talk about something being universal, it means all over the world. So it affects everyone around the world. And if you adopt something, adopt here doesn't mean you take in a child into your home that's not your own and raise them. Here it means you start using some sort of a method. So they want to start adopting these measures, using these measures, like passing stronger laws, regulations, to safeguard the health and future of children. If you safeguard something, it simply means you keep something safe from harm.
You certainly do. We'd like you all to be nice and safe and not fat or obese. Let's move on to our next story in just a second. But before we do that, we'd like to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Thanks, Tom. 大家好，我是 Vivian， 今天为大家介绍两则新闻。第一则是关于现在日益严重的儿童肥胖问题。第二则是知名剧场表演大师李国修于七月过世的消息。我们先来看第一则。第一段第一行说到 Eating unhealthy foods 吃进不健康的食物会使体重增加还有导致日后的健康问题这边的 foods FOODS 指的大多是加工过的食品或者某种特定的食物或料理若要泛指食物需用单数不可数这段的最后一句说 One in three children 表示每三个儿童中就有一个相当于三分之一因此这个名词片语也可以改说是 one third of the children 好我们接着往下看到第二段第一行 One of the factors being blamed for this is the food marketing industry 食品行销产业是被归咎的原因之一 Blame B-L-A-M-E 就是归责给怪罪于某个人事物的意思 后面加上 for 再加上名词或动名词片语，就表示因为什么事情而被归责或怪罪。而要表达把某件事情怪罪于某个人事物的时候，就可以说 blame something on somebody or something。 例如说 he blamed his being late for work on the traffic， 就是说他把上班迟到归咎于交通。我们接着看到下一句，讲到 advertising， advertising 是泛指登广告的这个行为。若要指实际登出来的广告它的本身，则要说 advertisement， advertisement。 我们再看到这段最后一句的中间， marketers are also becoming adept at using modern media channels。 adept A-D-E-P-T 这个字后面加上介系词 at， 再加上名词或动名词片语，就是熟练于什么事情的意思。另外有一个字 adopt， A-D-O-P-T 是采纳收养的意思，长得很像，千万不要搞混咯。我们接着看最后一段，这些食品行销业者利用各种管道来做广告，吸引儿童去吃这些不健康的饮食，因此一些欧洲的国家就开始利用法规和立法的途径来管理这些广告。 Regulatory， R-E-G-U-L-A-T-O-R-Y， 它的意思是管理的，而 Regulation， R-E-G-U-L-A-T-I-O-N， 就是管理所用的法规。好比说规范食品标示需要检附什么样的证明，广告不可以做什么样的宣称，这些相关的法规都叫做 Regulation。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's talk about Hugh Lee now. Hugh, H-U-G-H, is his English name, but his Chinese name is...Li Guoxiu, and you know this by now. He passed away a couple of months ago, and Taiwan mourns Hugh Lee. That's the title of this article. If you mourn someone, that means they're gone, they're dead, and you feel sad about that, and it takes a while for you to get used to the idea that they're no longer here.
Well, Taiwanese theater fans went into mourning in July. That's when he passed away. And here we're using the phrase, upon hearing of the sad passing of this actor.Upon just means, on or at the moment that this thing happened. So when they heard he had died, they began mourning. They went into mourning, which is the past tense of to go into mourning. It was a very sad point of time for Taiwanese fans because he was very popular here. He was also pretty young, Tom. He was only 58.
Relatively young compared to a lot of people. So that's a fairly young to be passing on. Passing, of course, means dying. It's a nice way to say that. The passing of actor and director Hugh Lee. And Lee founded the Ping Fong Acting Troupe. To found something means you establish some sort of organization. You set it up, you organize it, et cetera. And this acting troupe, of course, is well known in Taiwan. When you're in some kind of acting group, it's oftentimes called a troupe. Spelled with an E at the end, although the E is silent. T-R-O-U-P-E, troupe. A related word that sounds similar, but it does not mean the same thing, is troop, T-R-O-O-P, which refers to army soldiers, troops. They're sending in the troops.
Or for Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, they use the T-R-O-O-P spelling as well.This is actually a French spelling, T-R-O-U-P-E, and as Tom says, it just means a group of performers who perform together. You'll often see it if you talk about, like, circus performers. You'll often see troupe used there.
Will you see it in musicians, like a music troupe? No, you won't.
Nope.
Usually for performers of some kind. And so, yes, this is his organization that he founded, but he was only 58, and he had been suffering from cancer for 3 years. My goodness, the big C. Cancer seems to get more people than it deserves.
Yeah, we find out a little later in the article that it's colon cancer. Your colon is the main part of your large intestine. My dad had colon cancer about 8 years ago, and he's still around with us.
He's a cancer survivor.
He is. So if you catch it early enough and are really strict with your eating, you can survive. Unfortunately, it can kill. Lee made his name, it says here in the next paragraph, as a comedic actor on TV shows in the 1980s. To make one's name means to become famous. This is what he did to become famous and well-known in Taiwan.
Comedic means having to do with comedy. Comedy, of course, is a genre of performance of movies or dramas that have to do with being funny, yeah. Making people laugh. So he was on TV shows, and of course lots of people laughed at his jokes. They were on TV way back in the 1980s. Some of you may be old enough to remember that. He also featured in live productions around Taipei and is particularly remembered, especially remembered, for a two-man show called The Night We Became Crosstalk Comedians, which is, unfortunately, the English translation of the Chinese, which is kind of hard to say. What is it? Na ye woman shuo xiang sheng or shei la shuo xiang sheng? I can't remember. Xiang sheng, of course, is that comedic dialogue between two people on stage. And I went to see one back at that time, but I couldn't understand it because my Chinese was terrible at the time.
You know, we actually had an article about this guy and his partner in my Mandarin textbook at Shida, when I was at Shida. And I remember thinking, oh, this is kind of cute. I've never seen the English translation. It is a little strange for us. We would probably say, the night we became comedians sharing a dialogue or something like that. But crosstalk is what they're doing. They're talking back and forth, which is simply a dialogue. In 1986, he went ahead and set up his own theater group. And he served or acted in the role as leading writer. He was the primary writer, the director, and actor. So he liked to do it all.
He was a jack of all trades. And for 25 years, Lee and his troupe put on many successful performances. However, he had to step back from the troupe in 2011, a year after being diagnosed with colon cancer. So if you step back from something, that means you're no longer involved in a certain kind of situation. It could be a bad situation. You're in a conflict with somebody and you decided, I'm just going to step back from this and not get involved. It's not worth it. And in this case, though, he could no longer be involved with his performances because he was sick. He was diagnosed with a type of cancer called colon cancer, which you mentioned before, cancer in your large intestine. And to be diagnosed with something means the doctor tells you the bad news. You've got this terrible disease.
That's right. Well, many people have spoken in praise of his legacy and contribution to Taiwan's performing arts. In praise of means that people are expressing their approval for someone, their respect of something that someone did. His legacy just refers to the things he left behind. What you do while you're alive and then leave behind once you pass away, that becomes your legacy. That's how people remember you. If you're an artist, you might leave behind the songs you've written or performed. He was an actor, and so we have his shows that we can still watch, even though he's no longer with us.
Right. In praise of his legacy, or to praise his legacy, to say nice things about his legacy and his contribution, what he has given to Taiwan's performing arts. Performing arts usually refers to live performances. It could be drama, but it could also be comedy or music or ballet, whatever.
Yeah, dance. Yeah, right. Well, he had a motto. Your motto could be a short phrase that you have, which kind of guides your life. For example, a really famous motto for the Boy Scouts is, always be prepared.
That's
you want to be prepared. Well, he had his own motto, and it was kind of interesting. He says, if you can do one thing perfectly, your life is accomplished. So if you just focus on one thing and become really good at it, you'll have a successful life, is what he was trying to say.
That is his motto. I'm not sure I 100% agree with that, but what the heck, it is a motto that a lot of people probably follow, or admire at least. And yeah, just do one thing perfectly and then you're okay. You don't have to worry about anything else. That likely will keep inspiring people for many generations to come. So yes, you might be inspired by this motto. You'll think about it and you'll think, I'd like to do like him. And you might be successful as a result of that.
Well, unfortunately he is gone, but the good news is because of all our recording equipment and the technology we have today, you can still go back and remember how much you enjoyed him and share some laughs with friends and family.
Sure, and I'm sure they're going to be showing reruns of his old TV shows for a long time because of his legacy. Okay, that brings us to the end of our program for today. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
接下来看到的是一则不幸的消息。剧场表演大师李国修在七月的时候不幸因为大肠癌而过世，享年58岁，让台湾人惋惜不已，更是艺术界的一大损失。我们看到第一段第一句说Taiwanese theater fans went into mourning in July upon hearing of the sad passing of actor and director Hugh Lee. 描述台湾的舞台剧迷一听到他过世的消息就陷入哀悼。这个句子也可以写成 Taiwanese theater fans went into mourning in July as soon as they heard of the sad passing of actor and director Hugh Lee. 这边要注意这个表示时间的副词 as soon as。前后两个子句的动词时态要一致，因为听到过世的消息和陷入哀悼这两件事情的主次同样是舞台剧迷，所以也可以把 as soon as they heard of 改成 upon hearing of 或者是 on hearing of。 这边的 passing P-A-S-S-I-N-G 是委婉的说法，指的是某人的死亡。我们再看到这段最后一句 He had been suffering from cancer for 3 years，前面的句子都是用简单过去式来描述他过世时和过世后的事情，而这一句是因为描述他在生前已经和癌症搏动了3年，为了表示比过去的时间更早，所以用过去完成式。第二段一开始说到李国修在民国70几年就是成名的电视喜剧演员，他和李立群一起演出的那一夜我们说相声，相信是很多人的成长印记，非常的喜爱。他的屏风剧团带给大家的现场表演也非常的成功，所以真的很难去接受他去世的消息。我们看到相声的说法，这边用 crosstalk C-R-O-S-S-T-A-L-K 表示两个人你来我往，带给观众无尽的欢乐。如果是单人的表演可以说 stand-up comedy S-T-A-N-D-U-P-C-O-M-E-D-Y。 我们再看到第二段第三句，He set up his own theater group and served as a leading writer, director, and actor. 他创立了自己的剧团，担任编、导、演的角色。这边的 serve as, S-E-R-V-E-A-S, 是担任什么职务或者是当作什么什么使用的意思。例如要说，我朋友从美国来找我玩的时候，我的沙发就被拿来当作他的床，就可以说My couch served as a bed when my friend visited me from the U.S. 最后我们看到最后一段的最后一句 Motto M-O-T-T-O 就是座右铭格言的意思。李国修的座右铭人一辈子能够做好一件事情就功德圆满了，也会持续启发许多世代的人。
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're out of time, so we're going to wrap it up, but we hope you'll come back soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.